Shana Tova. What are we not seeing at this moment in our lives? God created the world out of pure chaos. We read, when God began to create heaven and earth, the earth being unformed and void, with darkness over the surface of the deep, and a wind from God sweeping over the water. God said, let there be light, and there was light. A midrash teaches that there was an even earlier light, a primordial light that existed before creation. This hidden and mystical light is revealed at moments throughout time when we are in desperate need of seeing. Three biblical stories illustrate this. One, when Hagar is banished to the desert, she cries out in desperation to God, terrified that she and her child will die of thirst. She is so caught up in her anguish that she doesn't notice the well of water right beside her. It is only when an angel calls out that she opens her eyes and sees. Two, Balaam sets out on his donkey to curse the Israelites. The donkey swerves again and again off the path. Balaam doesn't see what is causing the donkey to swerve. He strikes the donkey again and again, trying to force it onwards. The donkey speaks to him, calling into question Balaam's actions. And it is only then that Balaam is able to open his eyes and see that there is an angel blocking the path. Three, after he tricks his father and steals his brother's birthright and blessing, Jacob runs away. In the desert at nightfall, with only a rock for his pillow, Jacob sleeps. In his dreams, he sees angels climbing up and down on a ladder between heaven and earth. Upon waking, Jacob says, surely God was in this place, and I did not know it. What moments of holiness are we not present to? What sources of help are we blind to? If only an angel would appear to us and set us on the right path. We think of angels as not really very Jewish, but actually, angels are evident throughout our ancient texts. The Hebrew for angel, malach, is imbued with ambivalence. It can mean angel, a holy being, but also messenger, a regular person. And the blurring of these two meanings is important. It suggests a commonality between ordinary people and angels. And indeed, we often act as angels to one another. Last week, a member who is a professor told me that he had been teaching a class when he became suddenly very faint. Three students ran to catch him when he started to fall over. They called for help and stayed with him, physically holding him up and comforting him until help arrived. I see people reaching out to help others all the time. This is not to diminish the reality that terrible things happen or to question why people didn't or weren't able to stop them. Rather, to remind us that in this world, which can sometimes feel beyond repair, we can help shift the balance by being there for one another. As Jews, we know this. We know that we are responsible for opening our eyes to the need around us and answering the call for help. So many of you here at Stephen Wise dedicate yourselves to making the world a better place, from volunteering at our emergency food shelter to participating on one of our social justice groups. If you volunteer or participate, let me see by a raise of hands. Don't be shy, let me see you. I see lots of you here. Good, keep your hands up. To accompanying those in need on medical appointments, to comforting the bereaved, to making a meal for somebody. Wow, lots of hands going up. This is what it means to be a part of a sacred community. Our sages tell us that when we act as angels to one another, we bring out something holy, illuminating the path forward. It is as if a strand of that primordial light comes forward and creates a path for us. May we be as angels to one another with open eyes and helping to create a better year ahead. Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.